Did you see the nutbags, various satanically inspired lunatics, gathering out in front of... Now, is it just a coinkydink that the protests against the repeal of Roe versus Wade all happened outside Catholic churches and all in libtard blue states? I have a simple question. Why are the lunatics going to pro-abort state, to Catholic churches in pro-abort states to scream their obscenities, blaspheme our Lord and our Lady, and purchase for themselves one-way tickets to hell in the process? There was a church in Boulder, Colorado. I think we showed the pictures last Friday, that was desecrated on the outside, spray painted all sorts of vulgarities and obscenities. trashed up a statue of the Blessed Virgin. There was another one in there was a Handmaid's Tale nutbag protest. Somewhere in New York, where was the church where the men in the suits were standing out in front of the doors going like, "You're not coming in here," which was very, look, that was very pleasing to see men properly dressed out in front of this church somewhere in New York, barring the entrance of the lunatic that was pulling a doll from her scantily clad with a bathing suit body and then ripping the arms off the doll, screaming that for the right to abort babies while she's dismembering one. They know the point of that is they know exactly what they're doing. This nonsense about this gelatinous blob of tissue, or just a clump of cells and what have you, that no one thinks that any longer. They know exactly what they're doing. You know, this. We're supposed to have this cry fest and have sympathy with these women as they undergo the most difficult of all choices that you'll ever have to make, as Slake Hilly puts it, as Killary puts it. "It was just the most difficult decision my doctor and I ever made." Your doctor and you decided to have your child dismembered and call it, instead of a murder, call it this thing called an abortion. You know, the time is long past for these atrocities to be called what they are. And for the stigma that should surround the event, the practice, the lethal, ghastly, murderous practice, to return. Instead of getting hung up in this emotional mumbo jumbo of, "Oh, it was such a hard decision to make, I had to do that, da, da, da." You know, as Kylie Zimpel was pointing out in that piece at the Federalist that we shared with you last Friday, sex has consequences. It's a consequential act, intentionally. It almost suggests that there's a creator who knew what he was doing. It has consequences. And the fact that it has consequences, so what are they trying to do? What is this whole Since 1960 and the English woman, Stone, and the legalization of abortion, Fiorella said it first happened in Iceland. I am not aware of that, but I don't doubt it. we got the idea from the English. Your voice what to me? Oh! That's the nutbag that was running around in front of the church pulling the... They've tried to dress this up. Okay, I thought it looked familiar. So this was in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. When I looked at it this morning, I went, that looks like St. Because I've been to St. Patrick's many times. So in, what is that, 7th Avenue in New Tenochtitlan City. You know what's across the street from St. Patrick's Cathedral? That demonic Atlas Shrugged statue that Rockefeller put up intentionally across from St. Patrick's. In any event, those were young, well-dressed men that were barring the entrance of this lunatic who is going to go into St. Patrick's and dismember that doll, pretending as though she was having reenacting an abortion. But why is all this happening in states where abortion is going to be perfectly legal? New Tenochtitlan is not going to ban the practice. Colorado just made infanticide basically illegal. Why did they desecrate a church in Colorado? In Boulder. What the hell did... Good luck finding pro-life people anywhere near the demonic temple city that is Denver and its demonic airport. Why are they protesting in Oregon in front of a Catholic church? Or in Washington State or in California? All those places will be baby murder central. Because they're not protesting for the murder of the soon-to-be-born. They're venting their frustration that somehow the centuries-long assault on the entity known as the Catholic Church has failed. It failed to eliminate it. It failed to take care of the problem, to remove the problem. This is just demonic rage. What was the worst?
There was a sign that said, God killed his son, why can't I? It's terrible. That's the mentality that they have.
God,
that's exactly what they are doing.
God killed his son. Why can't I? So they know that there's murder involved. You know, the signal event that has occurred here. There is no longer any attempt to dress this up as anything other than executions. That is not insignificant. And by the by, this all is happening again after what? The consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as was requested by Mary, Our Lady, appearing to three children in Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. By the way, did I see that Putin has accepted Papa Francis's offer to visit? And I thought I saw that somewhere. We'll look that up and confirm that for you. I want to read you the headline from the Daily Mail. Now, again, we seem to believe that we are the only people in the world that are star-spangled awesome and have traditions that are worthy of preserving. People that live in Russia do not have any tradition that's not straight up, downright diabolical and evil and needs to be snuffed out. And the in the tank, bought and paid for, propaganda media are not going to let you forget it. This is a Daily Mail headline from today. Putin twists the truth as he declares Russia is now fighting for its survival during Victory Day parade, featuring Ukraine invasion Z symbols, while doomsday jet flyover is mysteriously axed. And then the subheadings are, Vladimir Putin gave chest-thumping speech to Russia's military during Victory Day parade in Moscow today. What's he supposed to do? Get out there and tell them that they lost? And by the by, I started following this this woman who is a citizen of the Donetsk, who has a Telegram account, and who is chronicling what's actually going on in the Donbass and in Ukraine in general there. The Azov Nazis, the ones that are remaining, are all holed up in this steel mill. Some of them have surrendered already, and they're not getting out alive unless they surrender.